The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings. This flash briefing is brought to you by Genentech, the makers of a new FDA-approved treatment for SMA. To learn about our study results across different types of people with SMA, visit approvedforsma.com. That's approvedforsma.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Brianna Albers, The Wolf Finally Frees Itself. The two most common words in the Albers household are probably, "Hey Google." That's not strictly true. I tell my parents I love them more than I should, because I'm a sap, and my heart is notorious for bleeding everywhere. Also, Ray is the best cat in the world, so my dad and I have a tendency to say, "Oh, Ray," whenever she does something stupidly cute. But let's pretend for the remainder of this column that "Hey Google" are in fact the two most common words in the Albers household. Hey Google, turn on the lights. Hey Google, turn the heater off. Hey Google, turn the blanket on. Hey Google, turn the fan on. Hey Google, define. Hey Google, call Dad. I used to rely on Google for everything under the sun: calendar, tasks, documents, cat photos. Then I discovered Notion, and my digital life changed radically. But there were some things Notion can't do, such as control the furnace or call my mom. I can't overestimate the positive impact that Google has had on my life. All this is to say that smart tech devices drive me up the wall. I get the arguments, the concerns, the evergreen fears of an artificial intelligence takeover. I don't disagree that big tech is using private data to monopolize the market, blah, blah, blah. But it bothers me when people look down on me for relying on smart tech. It bothers me when people make moral judgments about disabled folks who literally rely on devices such as Google Home or Amazon Echo to survive. It bothers me that instead of throwing their time and money and sacred imagination behind alternatives to smart tech, people are content to condemn us. I can survive without my smart tech. I can survive without my voice-activated fairy lights, or my electric blanket, or the space heater that runs for hours at a time during the winter. They enhance my quality of life, but I'll be the first to admit that smart devices are by no means a necessity. But it's not just temperature control or mood lighting. It's being able to call my caregivers. I can't call 911, but I can call a friend and ask them to call 911 for me. Redundant, yes, but in an emergency scenario, it's better than nothing. It's the knowledge that if something were to happen, I wouldn't be helpless, and that is integral to my quality of life. A few weeks ago, in the dead of night, my dad came to roll me. He can't see in the dark, yet, so he turns the light on by saying, "Hey Google, turn on the string lights." Google usually dings in acknowledgement, flooding my room with soft, golden glow, but nothing happened. Google sat on my desk, dark and unresponsive. "Google must be down," Dad said through a yawn, standing at my bedside like a sleep-deprived zombie. I immediately felt a pang of anxiety. Google has become my oft-unnecessary safety net. I know that if something happens in the middle of the night, I can call for help. Logistically, it's not as easy as saying, "Hey Google, call Danielle." Google has a hard time understanding me at the best of times. It might not be able to hear me over my BiPAP. It might misunderstand me and call a random Chinese restaurant. God forbid the power is out. But it's a possibility. The hope. The knowledge that if something were to happen, I wouldn't necessarily be helpless. I asked my dad to unplug the device and let it sit for a few minutes. The tried and true troubleshooting method. We sat in drowsy silence. Dad zoned out, and I prayed with the fervor of someone who might need to call a random Chinese restaurant in a couple of hours. He plugged it back in, and Google dinged triumphantly, spilling rainbow light. I fell asleep with a smile on my face.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
This flash briefing is made possible by a sponsorship from Genentech. Are you living with SMA, or are you a caregiver for someone who is? A new treatment has just been FDA approved based on studies of different types of people living with SMA. Genentech extends a special thanks to all of the individuals, families, and healthcare providers who participated in the studies that led to making this new treatment option a reality. To learn more about this new treatment, visit approvedforsma.com.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and blogger. 2021 is finally here. Honestly, I had high hopes for 2020. Although it wasn't as great as I envisioned, I do have some memorable highlights I don't want to discount. Early on, I set some goals that I wanted to pursue to enhance my life. Then a pandemic came and threw a wrench into everything. It didn't stop me from going after what I wanted, though. Sometimes I just had to go about things a little differently. Not only did I get a successor service dog, my new wheelchair arrived, I'm in the process of acquiring a Jayco robotic arm, and I'm starting the newest SMA treatment, Evrysd. Last but not least, I conquered COVID. Typically, getting a service dog with the organization I go through entails attending a 2-week training. Because the entire program was halted for a period of time due to the pandemic, I wasn't sure I'd get the opportunity. Fortunately, they were able to resume training in a limited scope with additional precautions. In September, I was invited to an abbreviated training and was partnered with my new service dog, Horton. Having a service dog is challenging, but worth the effort in my opinion. Getting a new wheelchair during a pandemic is certainly nerve-wracking. Thankfully, I could do some of the initial appointments through telemedicine. When it came time for the physical therapy assessment and taking measurements, proper precautions were taken. My chair came faster than I've ever gotten one. Despite not loving it, we're working on getting it how I need it to be. After demoing the Jayco robotic arm, I'm convinced it will benefit me. At the moment, I'm waiting approval through insurance. The process definitely isn't as quick as with the wheelchair. Several times I've had to check in to just keep the ball rolling. I'm convinced, though, that it too will be worth the effort. Something that took much less effort than I anticipated was switching to Evrysd. A telemedicine appointment with my neurologist, and a few weeks later, medicine is in hand. It'll be interesting. What I was most hesitant about throughout 2020 was contracting COVID-19. Despite my efforts, a caregiver unknowingly brought it into my home. Thankfully, my case was mild, and I didn't spread it to anyone else. I'm still cautious, and my heart goes out to those suffering from its repercussions. Fingers crossed I have some immunities built up, for now anyway. In spite of whatever is going on in the world, I urge you to go after your goals and dreams in 2021. You might have to go about them unconventionally, as I did, but that makes it even more memorable. I won't be forgetting 2020 anytime soon. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.